Hard work beats talent when talent doesn't work hard. That's why when it comes to hard work, nothing works harder than a Chevy Silverado, the official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. Check out a new Silverado at ChevyDriveChicago.com.
Bill Snyder, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing okay so far. How about you?
I'm good. So tomorrow would not be unprecedented cold, but no. It's not run-of-the-mill cold either.
It's not. It's not the kind of cold that we see every year, John. You know, I mean, this is, you know, we're talking about temperatures tomorrow, the likes that we haven't seen here in about 7 years. We've not had a below zero high temperature since the polar vortex visited us back on January 30th of 2019, when we had a high of 10 below zero and a low of 23 below. That was a really, really brutally cold day. And I mean, tomorrow is not going to be a picnic by any measures. That's for sure.
Is tomorrow one of those days where the high is actually going to be around midnight? And for the waking hours, we're going to be below zero.
Yeah, I mean, for the most part, we're looking at daytime temperatures below zero. You know, here's an interesting capsule of where we're headed. You know, it's 21 right now. We had a high today of 27 earlier. That was a little after midnight, but our daytime high was in the mid-20s. We were around 24, 25, which, you know, is balmy compared to what we're going to see here for the next week. But we're going to be down to around 15 degrees by 8 p.m. By 10 p.m., we'll be down in single digits, around 6 or 7 above. By midnight, we'll be close to zero. And again, if we are at zero or one or two above, that will wind up being the high tomorrow, because our forecast high for tomorrow all throughout the day is a high of minus one, which we're not getting much above zero at all throughout the day. In some areas, it could be even colder than that. If you go out far northwest towards Aurora and DeKalb and McHenry County and Harvard, Crystal Lake, those areas are probably looking at a high temperature tomorrow throughout the daytime hours of 5 below zero. It's really going to be brutal.
Are the winds going to be whipping, or is it just a matter that even a light wind makes it feel 35
below?
Yeah,
I mean, they'll be formidable, John, but, you know, we're not talking about, you know, we've had some gusts this afternoon, and this is ahead of the polar front that's going to arrive this evening. We've had some gusts of 40 miles an hour today. They won't be quite that strong tomorrow, but as you pointed out, any wind at all, it's an academic point. When you have temperatures that cold, it doesn't take much to create dangerous wind chills, and I was just looking right now, you know, the source region of our air is kind of, if you look up towards the northwest in Minnesota, listen to some of these readings right now in Minnesota. Right now, it's 2 below zero in Minneapolis. The wind chill's 27 below. Baudette, Minnesota, 22 below with a wind chill of 51 below zero.
Jeez.
International Falls, 21 below zero, wind chill 46 below zero. So, you know, we won't get quite that cold, but that is the source region of where our air is coming from. And, you know, what's interesting too, John, is the fact that we don't have a deep snowpack right now tomorrow is probably, you know, a saving grace. Otherwise, we'd be looking at temperatures much colder because, you know, snow cover is highly reflective, and it you know, 90% of the incoming solar radiation is reflected right back up into space, so you just can't warm up. But the source region of our air is coming over an uninterrupted trek of snow cover. And, of course, the farther northwest you go, it's a deep snow cover. And, you know, here right now, we have basically a dusting to, you know, in some cases, an inch of snow on the ground. So it's enough for us to get really cold. But I fear that it would be even colder than what it's going to be if our snowpack was bigger.
Yeah. You mentioned the wind chills of 35 below zero.
Yeah.
I'm thinking of that compared to heat indices, which have gotten up to 110, 115.
Yeah.
Chicago's got to be one of the biggest metropolises in the world that faces 150 degree
difference,
at least real field difference,
yeah,
on our skin. That's got to be one of the highest in the world.
I would say so. You know, I don't have any, you know, solid backing on that, but, you know, there's no question, John, that here in the Midwest, mid-latitudes, we see the multitude of extremes of weather here. And that's not just us. I mean, we're talking about, you know, Wisconsin and Minnesota. I mean, they can get some really, really intensely hot weather in the summertime around, say, Minneapolis, or, you know, if we get a hot dome to establish itself here, even in points north of there, in the North Woods, for example, Wisconsin Dells, Green Bay, Wausau, they get awfully hot. And, you know, you get that corn to evaporate, and and you get these crazy heat indices in the summertime. So yeah, and now on the flip side, we're here in the dead of winter, where we're talking about temperatures and wind chills that are going to be in the dangerous levels for sure.
Can you run through this storm that's going to hit a large swath of the country, but maybe not us as bad?
Yeah, John. So you know, we're looking at that. We're watching that very closely because the modeling, there's been a noticeable trend shifting the axis of snow further north. So I think that we are going to see some accumulating snow. It's still a little bit early to put specific numbers down, but I think that the period of Saturday afternoon, Saturday night, and Sunday is one to watch around here, because even though the storm itself is tracking farther south, we've got a couple of indicators aloft. You know, when you get these powerful jet stream maxima, as we call them, and that's areas of higher winds in the atmosphere that produce lift, you can get the snow to spread farther north. And that's what we're watching right now. And there may even be a little bit of lake enhancement. So, I don't think we're going to dodge this storm completely, but we are definitely not going to see the worst of it. And you're right. From Dallas, Texas, to Memphis, Tennessee, Little Rock, Arkansas, Oklahoma City, Nashville, and then, of course, to the Mid-Atlantic and Northeast, this is going to be a very disruptive storm that's likely to cause significant damage and power outages. I mean, these areas are just the infrastructure. They're not accustomed to this for this type of winter weather. But, yeah, so, like, for example, Dallas, Texas, they're expecting a quarter inch to a half inch of ice late Friday night into Saturday morning. There's portions of Arkansas, John, that could get 10 to 20 inches of snow.
Jeez.
Yeah, in northern Arkansas. And that extends into Missouri and even into the St. Louis area, downstate Illinois, downstate Indiana, Kentucky. And, you know, for somewhere like Nashville is right on the edge. But, boy, they could be looking at not only, you know, several inches of snow, but they could also see significant ice accumulations. All it takes is a little over a quarter inch to a half an inch of ice, that adds 500 pounds of weight to the tree structures and
the power lines.
Power lines so forth, right? So when you're talking about what some of the models are kicking out here, John, a half inch to an inch of ice, the consequences are going to be devastating, I fear. And you know, you don't, with this type of Arctic air in place, there's no warm-up coming. If you lose power, there goes your heat. You know, to heat your home and so forth. So,
we'll be watching that.
Those areas,
sure.
And the modeling is suggesting even our nation's capital could be looking at anywhere between 12 and 20 inches of snow from this system. Mm-hmm. And then, north into portions of New England, New York City is going to see, looks like over a foot of snow. So this is a full purpose storm that's going to disrupt travel across a large portion of the country. And it's all part of this frigid Arctic high pressure of a lobe of the polar vortex that's sending this bitterly cold air far south.
All right. Well, that was a full roundup. I appreciate it, Bill Snyder. Do not be surprised if Wendy, she's in for Lisa tomorrow, comes a knocking. Okay, my friend?
Hey, anytime. I always love talking to you guys, and stay warm out there, everyone.